Sexual harassment is any unwelcome conduct of sexual nature. If a reasonable person would anticipate this behaviour might make you feel offended, humiliated, or intimidated, it may be sexual harassment. Sexual harassment is unlawful under the sex discrimination. Some examples of this behaviour that may be sexual harassment include sexually suggestive comments or jokes, intrusive questions about your private life or physical appearance, inappropriate staring or leering, unwelcome hugging, kissing, or cornering, or other types of inappropriate physical contact, sexually explicit text messages, images, phone calls, or emails.
What should you do if you're sexually harassed? You should talk to the offender. If you try to resolve the situation with them, then it will often end without violence. You can keep a diary so you have a better memory of what happened, and if you go to court, you can show that to the people in court. Save any evidence, like text messages, social media comments, notes or emails. This evidence will also help if you make a complaint. And get external information and advice. For work situations, check law stuff to find the union representing your industry. They can give you advice on your options and your rights. Someone can also act on your behalf if you don't feel comfortable pursuing this alone.
Facts and information. The cities in which sexual harassment is the most common include Cairo, Delhi, and Sao Paulo. The industries in which sexual harassment is the most common in America are accommodation and food services, retail, manufacturing, and healthcare. Sexual harassment is most common in Middle Eastern and Asian cultures.
Punishments for sexual harassment include rape for 25 years, rape by compelling sexual penetration, 25 years, compelling sexual penetration, 25 years, rape with aggravating circumstances, 20 years, sexual assault, 10 years, indecent assault, 10 years, indecent assault with aggravating circumstances, 10 years, sexual assault by compelling sexual touching, 10 years, assault with intent to commit a sexual offence, 15 years, assault with intent to rape, 10 years, threat to commit a sexual offence, 5 years.
About 41% of women in the media and entertainment say they've been sexually harassed by a colleague or boss at some point in their careers, according to a new report, the highest rate among white-collar industries. The study, What Me Too Means for Corporate America, was conducted by Center for Talent Intervention, CTI, a New York-based think tank focused on workplace issues. The report found that across 80 industries, 34% of women and 13% of men have been the victims of sexual harassment, defined as unwanted sexual advance or obscene remark. The results confirm that the problem is usually rampant in the media biz, an industry which has seen sexual misconduct accusations against once high-powered types like Harvey Weinstein, Matt Lauer, Bill O'Reilly, and Charlie Rose.